So Gokarna, he asked the sun god, "Hey Jagat Chakshus, O giver of the light to the world, please answer my question. What I should do for my brother? What shubh karma I should do? What auspicious activity?" And the sun god, he said right there in front of everybody that for your brother you should speak Bhagavatam. He said in front of everybody, and he said to Gokarna, "You should yourself speak the Bhagavatam." So in his village he arranged for a Srimad Bhagavatam katha, and many people from his village, they gathered together every day to hear. And Dhundkari, his brother, he came and he sat inside a bamboo stick. This bamboo stick had 7 knots. And then when one day's katha would finish, one knot would split up. And everybody saw that. And when the 7 days katha was finished, all 7, the last knot also split, and the whole bamboo stick was split, and Dhundkari appeared in the form of one of the looked just like a Vishnu Dut, messenger of Lord Vishnu. And then he folded his hands and he spoke to Gokarna. He said, he thanked him, and he said, "All glories to Srimad Bhagavat. This is a true story." He said, "All glories to Srimad Bhagavat Katha, which can give liberation to persons like me. And I am the living proof." That a sinful person like me became freed from a ghostly body just from hearing this katha for only seven days. Became one of the associates of the Supreme Lord. So that day, Dhundkari, in the Bhagavatam, he spoke to everybody and said, "See, this material body is temporary. It will die one day." Dhundkari spoke and he said to all the gathered people that, "I am the proof that this Srimad Bhagavatam is so glorious. It gave me freedom from my ghostly body, and now I am one of the associates of the Supreme Lord just by hearing this katha."
प्रातः जब संस्कृतम दानम सायं तक कभी नष्ट भोजन बनाइए और सायं में बासी हो जाता है.
He said, just like when you cook some grains, you cook in the morning and by evening it's stale. And if you cook in the evening, by morning it's stale, you cannot eat it.
शाम को बनाइए सवेरे बासी हो जाता है, अन्न सड़ जाता है.
So that grain rots. So how can this body which lives by this grain can become eternal? How can this body not also get stale and rot? That same grain is feeding our body. this body has to go. So with this temporary body we should hear Krishna Katha. He was explaining in front of everybody, in his new spiritual body he was speaking. So this airplane came, with Vishnu Dutas to take his brother Dundakari. So Gokarna, he asked Vishnu Dutas, he said here so many people were here, they heard the katha. And then how come only Dhundakari was delivered by you, and how come the others are still here? How come only he got his spiritual body and he is going back to Godhead and the others are not? And they said, the Vishnu Duta said, my dear Gokarna, actually yes, it is true that everybody was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, but nobody was hearing with that concentration, like Dhundakari. The difference in Shravan gives the difference in the result. What was so special about the hearing of Dhundakari? That he heard for 7 days and he did not leave from here. He did not speak about anything else. He did not hear about anything else. He did not hear, eat or anything. He did not sleep. One saintly person once said, actually there are only two persons who ever really heard the Bhagavatam. One was Dhundakari and the other one was Parikshit Maharaj. He heard, Parikshit Maharaj heard the katha for 7 days without eating, drinking or sleeping. Dhundakari also heard without eating, drinking or sleeping. Actually, we do not have so much strength that we can sit in here for 7 days without eating or drinking or sleeping. One should only eat as much as it's needed to keep the body together. This is the rule. And he was meditating on what he heard. Actually, when hearing the Bhagavatam for 7 days or 10 days, one should pretend as if he is dead for the world. He does not answer any telephones or attend to any business or family. He should just hear and meditate and eat and sleep as little as required. You see, if somebody is sick for 7 days and he's in the hospital, he will tolerate it. He will be satisfied with being there. But if he is there to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, he should also be satisfied in this way, to just hear, not worry about the family, the wife, children, business, etc. The Vishnu Duta said to Gokarna that next time when you speak the katha, then everybody will be taken back to Godhead. So the next time he spoke, soon after that he spoke again the Srimad Bhagavatam, and all the people that came to hear, they all went on the airplane. Just like in Lord in the time of Lord Ram, when Lord Ram left the planet, he took everybody with him. This is a true history. This is the influence of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Knowing unknowingly, we all do sinful acts, and we all belong to the spiritual world. But we have to make an endeavor. We have to make an endeavor to reach there. Just like in this world, wealth is spread out all over, but we have to make an endeavor to earn the wealth. We have to go out and do some business, or we have to work or get a job to earn some wealth. Wealth is there, but to attain it, we have to make some endeavor. In the same way, to attain Krishna, we have to make some endeavor. Best endeavor is to hear Srimad Bhagavatam.
या कोई फेस्टिवल मात्र नहीं
दिस
या एक पढ़ाई है या एक आवश्यकता है और मनुष्य जीवन
दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम दैट आवर प्रेडेसेसर्स हैव डन दिस इज नॉट अ फैशन दिस इज नॉट जस्ट अ फेस्टिवल और एंटरटेनमेंट दिस इज अ स्टडी
या एक आवश्यकता है
दिस इज अ नीड
जीवन में जितना भी काम हम अच्छा करेंगे उनमें सबसे अच्छा काम है.
In our human form of life, whatever good deeds we can do, this is the best that we can do with our human form of life. After this, the four Kumaras, they told Narad Muni the way of speaking the Bhagavatam, the proper way and the instructions for speaking the Bhagavatam. There are many instructions, but there is not so much time to explain. We have to hear and speak Bhagavatam according to the time, place and circumstance. Just like here, I tried to find Kusha grass, but even after searching so much, we could not find Kusha grass.
लेकिन जो भी हो यह एक बहुत बड़ी सफलता कहता है कि भागवत की विधि क्या है करने की तो विधि तो बहुत है लेकिन समय के अनुसार उसे एडजस्ट किया जाता है जैसे विधि देश काल में बदल जाती है ये जो
द वे ऑफ लिविंग एंड द कल्चर ही इज डिफरेंट बट the scriptures themselves they advise that we should go according to the time, place and circumstance. Time is different, the country is different, but whatever it is, this will be considered a great success that in living in America, you have all come to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. We should at least think that for 7 or 10 days that we're here to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, we should at least come arrive on time. And about eating, we should just eat as much so we do not become weak and we don't become sleepy. And about sleeping, it is said that we should sleep on the floor. And everyone for 10 days should follow complete brahmacharya for 10 days. And prasadam one should take on a leaf. Anyway, according to our time place, we don't have banana leaves here, but we have paper plates. For 7-10 days, be a brahmachari, sleep on the floor, and do not talk, associate with people who are atheists or Mayavadi. Do not get into arguments with them. The benefit from hearing Bhagavatam according to the scriptures is not just that we will attain Vaikuntha or the spiritual world. It also gives us benefit of so many different material things of this world. Tomorrow we will start Maharaj Parikshit's questions. I thank all of you. Before speaking on the Lord's appearance, I have to go through and explain in summary form all the other cantos, starting from Canto 1 till Canto 9 and 11 and 12. I will just go through each chapter and each canto, each chapter, just to remind you of what's in the previous cantos and chapters. I will try to go through it very, very quickly. The Bhagavatam has 12 cantos. First canto has 19 chapters. Second has 10. Third has 33. The fourth canto has 31 chapters. Fifth canto has 26. Sixth canto has 19 chapters. Seventh canto has 15. Eighth canto has 24. Ninth canto has 24 chapters. Tenth canto has 90 chapters. Eleventh canto has 31 chapters. And 12th canto has 13 chapters. At least if we hear what's in these cantos and chapters, which will be like a survey before we get to 10th canto. Those who have read Srimad Bhagavatam or have heard before, just by hearing a little summary, one line, they will understand the whole chapter behind. First canto, first chapter, the rishis have questions.
तीसरे अध्याय में उनके दो प्रश्नों का उत्तर है और भगवान के 22 अवतारों की कथा कही गई है. तीसरे अध्याय में उनके चार प्रश्नों का उत्तर है.
There is answers to his four questions. Third chapter has answers to two questions and the 22 incarnations.
भगवान वेदव्यास देव के द्वारा वेदों का विभाजन और उनके
फोर्थ कैंटो अपीयरेंस ऑफ लॉर्ड नारद.
पांचवें फिफ्थ कैंटो उनके आश्रम पर आते हैं बद्रिकाश्रम में.
Sorry, fifth chapter, Narad Muni gives instructions to Vyasadev. Sixth chapter, Narad Muni's previous life katha. Seventh chapter, Dronacharya's son Abhimanyu is punished. Eighth chapter, Queen Kunti is offering prayers and Parikshit Maharaj is saved. These three chapters we have covered in the home programs. Ninth chapter, Bhishma Dev is passing away. Tenth chapter, the Lord leaves for Dwarka. Eleventh chapter,
बहुत अब सकुन देखकर भीष्म महाराज भीम से अनेक बातें करते हैं भीम से. 15वें में
सेकंड कैंटो
भीम की सद्य मुक्ति और क्रम मुक्ति का वर्णन. तीसरे में भक्ति योग की महिमा का मागध और कुरु वंश का वर्णन. 22वें अध्याय में जदु महाराज के
इन द नाइन्थ कैंटो 22nd chapter, the dynasty of King Puru. 21st chapter, Maharaj Bharat, dynasty of Maharaj Bharat. 22nd chapter, descendant of King Ajamid. 23rd chapter, dynasty of sons of Jayati. And then in chapter 24, finally, about the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the last chapter, 24th chapter of Canto 9, it is described the Yaduvansh, the Yadu dynasty. And at the end of the 24th chapter, the appearance of Lord Krishna. Very short. The beauty of Shri Krishna is explained in just a few short verses. So in chapter 10, in canto 10, in canto 10, Parikshit Maharaj is questioning that he wants to hear more about the appearance of Lord Krishna and his pastimes. So from here, I am beginning the katha, Bhagavad katha, about the advent of Lord Krishna in the 10th chapter. Please forgive me, I have taken so much time, but it was necessary to just quickly run through all the previous cantos In the beginning of 10th canto, Parikshit Maharaj is speaking to Sukadev Goswami that, my dear Lord, you have described in great details this is Text 1 or Canto 10, Chapter 1. Maharaj Parikshit is saying, you have very elaborately described the dynasty of both the sun god and the moon god, and their exalted, wonderful character of these kings. Like in Sun Dynasty, Ambarish Maharaj Kurukut, he was such a king that he was so glorious. He was sent to protect the heavenly planets. When he was sent to fight for the heavenly planets, he made them keep a promise that only if King Indra will become my bullock, I will ride on him, only then I will fight to protect the heavenly planet. He was such a glorious king from a human being from the earthly planet. He was taken to the heavenly planet to fight for King Indra, and he made King Indra his bullock cart, his bull, to drive the bullock cart so he could climb on the bull. And there King Indra was, he was the king. How could he become the bull? This king said, I will climb on you and then I'll fight with the demons. So he went to Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma said, become a bull, what can you do? Sometimes to get your work done, you have to go with the flow, as they say. So Indra became a bull, and therefore Indra is also called Indravaha. To get his job done, he had to become a bull. Lord Ram, Raja Harishchandra, Ikshvaku Maharaj, Sagar Maharaj, and in Moon Dynasty, Moon Dynasty, Maharaj Pururva, Nahush Maharaj, Yayati Maharaj, Ranti Dev, Dushyant Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj, and himself, the Supreme Lord Krishna. This Moon Dynasty is the most ornamented dynasty. these two dynasties, sun and the moon, they're most glorious dynasties. In sun dynasty, Lord Ram came, and the moon dynasty, Sri Krishna came. Amazing kings, their character also you described. For Parikshit Maharaj, this is the fifth day of his fasting, fifth day is beginning. Parikshit Maharaj, he is fasting, this is the fifth day. And he said to Sukadev, my dear Gurudev, you have described in so much detail so many kings of all these two dynasties. But my own Ishtadev, Sri Krishna, you only described him in 7 or 8 verses. I want to hear more. I want to hear more about the pastimes of Krishna. So Sukadev Goswami, he spoke Krishna Leela in 90 chapters, 90. Here in this first verse, Maharaj Parikshit is using the word Vistar, Vansh Vistar. Vistar means in great broad description, in great detail. And he's saying, you have described the previous, all the kings in these two dynasties, the previous ascendants in so much great detail. And so the word Vistar here is trying to show that I have heard enough, no more in great detail about anybody else. Just like when you talk to somebody and you say, oh, we've talked for such a long time. That means we should not talk anymore. Now, that means I'm telling you to stop talking now. We have talked for a long, long time.
उसी वंश में और जन्म लिए हुए जदु महाराज
टेक्स्ट टू
सुंदर वर्णन किया
ही सेड यू डिस्क्राइब द ग्लोरीज ऑफ किंग यदु इन दिस यदु डायनेस्टी इन ग्रेट डिटेल एंड इन द सेम डायनेस्टी ऑफ यदु महाराज माय लॉर्ड विष्णु हैज अपीयर्ड एंड यू हैव नॉट डिस्क्राइब्ड वेरी मच काइंडली describe the wonderful, glorious activity of Lord Vishnu or Krishna, who appeared in the same Yadu dynasty with Balaram. Parikshit Maharaj here is calling Yadu Maharaj Nitaram Dharmashil. But here arises a question. But when question is that when Yadu Maharaj's father asked King Yayati, he asked for his youth. King Yadu did not give his youth. So why is he calling him Dharmashil? That he was he was the highest. The Muni is amongst the king. Why was he called a religious person and not sinful person? Because he did not follow the order of his father. He did not give him his youth. Because he was thinking if he gives exchanges his youth with his father's old age, then how will he serve his Lord? How will he do the worshipping the deities, offer flowers, dress, bathe the deities, cook and offer all these things if he has an old body of his father. Second thing is he thought that with my youth he will simply engage in sense gratification with my mother and then I will also become entangled. And if he was using my youth to do devotional service, to do bhajan, I would have given. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj is calling Maharaj Yadu Maharaj Nitaram. Nitaram means he's very highly qualified, one who knows what are religious principles. Those activities which give love for Krishna, those are the highest religious activities. Bhakti is the living entities, the greatest religion, the dharma. Dharma of the living entities is to do bhakti. So here Parikshit Maharaj is calling Yadu Maharaj Dharmshil, the greatest, the best of the most qualified, best of the munis.
Bhavana kritavan yani vishvatma sarino bad vistara.
Text 3.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna vishvatma hai.